You're listening to the February 2020 letter for the Wanderlust Catholic. Hello. This month I was very lucky to join some of my family on a trip to Maryland in the United States to learn more about St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. I knew that St. Elizabeth was a teacher and founded a religious order, but as usual, I learned there was so much more to this saint. In Baltimore, we toured the Mother Seton House. It was here that Elizabeth moved in 1808 in order to start a boarding house for girls. The widowed Elizabeth also took her first vows here, eventually founding the Sisters of Charity. I learned from our tour guide that Elizabeth had been raised Anglican, what would later become the Episcopal Church. She married young and had 5 children. Her family suffered financial setbacks, and her husband, William Seton, became ill. Elizabeth, William, and their oldest daughter, Anna Maria, traveled to Italy in an attempt to restore William's health, but he died there. William's business partners, the Felicis, invited Elizabeth and Anna Maria to stay with them. It was during this 5-month stay that Elizabeth was introduced to the beauty of Catholicism. When they returned home to New York, Elizabeth became a Catholic. She tried to open a boarding school in New York, but her largely Protestant neighbors did not understand Catholicism and were suspicious of her conversion. A priest invited her to Maryland, and she was given use of a building to open the first Catholic girls' school in the U.S. The site in Baltimore was also home, at the time, to the first U.S. Roman Catholic seminary. The seminary chapel is stunning, and I spent time exploring the beautiful stained glass windows and gilded domes. The house where Elizabeth and her family lived for a year is a charming 3-story building that has been preserved and looks much like it did when Elizabeth lived there around 1808. Soon, Elizabeth moved her family north to Emmitsburg, Maryland. I drove with my nieces over an hour to the Seton Shrine. They chattered about Elizabeth's strength to continue her work despite opposition from her own and her late husband's families. As we arrived at the shrine, we were impressed by the stone house, which we would learn was first used by Elizabeth for her new religious community and free Catholic school, and the White House, which was built to accommodate the growing community. As we toured the White House, which is still furnished in 19th century style, it was easy for us to imagine Mother Elizabeth teaching, praying, and living here. My nieces pretended to be students in the schoolroom and asked me to teach them as Elizabeth would have. Our visit was full of fun and reminded me that St. Elizabeth Ann Seton was a mother first. Her new order, the Sisters of Charity, was dedicated to the education of poor children. This humble start to the Catholic school system in the United States impressed me and my nieces, who themselves now attend Catholic schools. In him, Bona Therese.